Recording 6A.
I'm a French teacher, but I remember when I first started to learn the language, I really struggled with it. I didn't really have a problem with the pronunciation, like the other kids in my class. I was just overwhelmed by all of the vocabulary. But I persevered, and soon I was scoring 10 out of 10 in all of the tests. By the time I got to university, I could produce essays and translate 18th century texts without much difficulty, and I actually enjoyed learning the grammar rules. Then, as part of my university course, I had to go and live in France for a year. That's when I learned that communication was more important than accuracy. As soon as I arrived, I realized I didn't know how to order the type of coffee I liked, and trying to find accommodation was a nightmare. I called people about ads in the paper, but I had to keep putting the phone down because I couldn't understand a word they were saying. They all spoke so quickly. There was a very real language barrier. I could see then that there's no point in just knowing words if you can't hold a conversation with a native speaker. Fluency is what helps you to function properly. It's what helps you get a job, hold a conversation, or just buy the things you need.
听力课堂, thinkclass.com